Welcome back, kids. We love you, and I'm glad you're tuning into this because we're going to have fun. And I have a guest in Florida. Him and the old lady are going on a cruise tomorrow, so they flew down on the Big Bird. And you know him. He's a famous Rochester broadcaster. But first, you've heard me and Doreen talk often about the award-winning family law firm Clark Peschken. But it's just not divorce. We're talking about Doreen and I went to learn about a trust. And a trust is something everybody needs, especially if you have a house.
Yeah.
If you have a house and you only have a will, your kids are going to end up in probate.
The whole point is they call it estate planning because they make a plan. And that's the key. It's a plan. A will is not enough. People think it is, but you need a plan. And if you have a house or anything and you want to help your kids not have to deal with probate, you want an estate plan. And they have a great free workshop. There'll be a link on our website and a QR code, Jake, that we can hit.
And the workshop is definitely the best education you can get on this topic that we're talking about. And it'll What happened?
Nothing.
What happened? You know, Stevie Bitter today.
I know.
She's freaking, anybody knows my bubby. You'd think a shark bit her sneaky off or something. Stevie Bitter, now we have to give her away. And
Don't say that. It's bad.
And now she's mother hucker and me when I'm trying to tell people to get an estate plan.
We're going to have to.
Well, we are going to have fun. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to introduce Steve.
Sounds like a plan.
Okay. Brother Stevie, ladies and gentlemen, there he is. You know who it is? Number one country morning talking dude. He's been on a million radio shows. He's been in broadcasting how long?
52 years till I retired. Started when I was 18 years old. I worked with you for crying out loud.
I don't know. Of course, we had a good time.
It was one of the three best years of my whole career. It's
come
great
on.
To see it. I tell people all the time.
We had fun.
We had a blast. I was so unlike anybody you'd ever had on your show before.
That's for sure.
You know? And it was one of the three of the best years of my long career.
But let's start with one day a million years ago when I was just starting out. The Rochester Amherst were playing Utica in the Calder Cup, maybe finals. Who knows?
Okay.
So the top 40 station, WPXY,
yeah,
with Houseman and Scott Spisano, who's still doing it, they arranged a phone call from the morning guy in Utica so they could do the bit. But I called that kid off the air, and I said, bro, where are you going? It's a top 40 station. They play all the crappy hip-hop then. That was before hip-hop, way before.
Yeah.
They play Madonna. You know, give them a minute, then say you're with Brother Weeze.
I forgot all about that.
Well, you remember now, right?
I do.
So it happened. And what I can't believe you forgot this, because you told Spisano to hang up, but he didn't. And we just kept going.
Really? I don't remember that.
Oh, my God.
Now, look, I'm 77 years old. I'm catching up to you. I forget a lot of shit.
Well, I do, too, but did you forget the whole episode?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Holy mackerel. I guess I'm doing better.
So far.
Wow. What do you remember?
Oh, gosh. I got things I remember.
Well, let me hear one.
All right. Do you remember when we hosted Meatloaf?
Hosted who?
Meatloaf for
Meet
and Greet.
Yeah. Me and you.
And my son.
And
that
Steve
day,
Jr.
That day, Stevie, my son, who is now 39 years old.
Oi.
And he made us grandparents the last month or so, last couple months.
Just like Jake.
Yeah. He was on the air with us, and you said to him, now Stevie must have been maybe 8 years old. 9 years old, Julie? 8 or 9 years old. And you said to him, Stevie, have you ever sworn? And you said, here's your chance to just let one fly. And we'll bleep it out, of course. And he just flew out with a motherfucker. 8 years old. He was so satisfied. You know, it was just great.
Young Stevie Houseman's 39.
39, a new dad.
Where does he live?
He's a PhD in history. Married to a doctor.
A doctor. Doctor, a physical doctor.
Yeah, she's a family medicine doctor.
He's a handsome kid.
He's a good kid. He lives in Western Mass. He teaches history at Appalachian State University in Boone, North Carolina.
A little rednecky,
but a great town. And she is a doctor in Springfield, Massachusetts. So they got to figure out there how they're going to do all this.
But in the meantime, yeah. When we did the meatloaf thing, your kid, what could your kid have been doing?
It was at the Auditorium Theater.
Right.
And Meatloaf was going to perform, but he did. I guess we were mimicking an old VHS.
No, we VH1 had one show. There were questions from the audience.
Right.
You had a microphone and I had a microphone.
And we went up and down the aisles.
Right.
And my son Stevie was walking with me. But we had a chance to meet Meatloaf backstage. And I'm gonna send Jake the photo. I have a photo of it. And you know, so it was my son's first backstage moment, and he still remembers it to this. My kid, by the way, is a big fish head.
He's what?
Fish head. He loves fish. Oh. He's been to 100 fish shows.
You know, do you know the Doug Emlidge fish story?
I do.
It's fabulous.
It's a great story.
And since you brought it up, Doug Emlidge, definitely a hero in Rochester, New York. Unfortunately, he lost his son in his mid-30s.
His son was working in sales at the station that I worked at when I was at the Bee and you know, that whole group, the Buzz. He was in sales. He realized it wasn't for him. He moved on, but he was such a kind young man.
Gosh, sweet kid.
Yeah.
Friend of Jake's, I believe.
He actually rented from my house, but we didn't really have a relationship.
Anyway, the kid unfortunately passed away. Yeah. Of course, the Emlidges were terrible, like as you'd imagine. But he was a huge at the funeral. Did you go to the
Not go to the funeral.
Well, at the home, which was the longest line you've ever seen.
I'll bet.
The home was decorated in Grateful Dead and
fish
memorabilia.
Yeah.
And I don't know how long afterwards, but Doug and Colleen went to a fish show.
Right.
And what's his name?
Trey Anastasia.
Trey. After the show came down, before the show, I believe. Came down and spent like a half an hour with Doug and Mrs. Emlidge, which is how nice is that?
Who does that?
Nobody.
Who does that? You know, I found over the years, by the way, that the country artists are the same way. Country music was, I had no clue what I was doing when I got over there at the Bee. No clue at all.
Wait, how many years were you country?
17.
That's a lot.
It's a lot. But I had no idea. The hockey crowd, I'm sorry, not the hockey, they're like hockey players. Country music artists are like hockey players. It's a great analogy. They're down to earth. They'll do anything for you. They'll hang out with you. You know, a guy like Blake Shelton would sit down and have a beer with you and wouldn't have any sort of, you know who I am kind of thing.
He drinks on the show too, right?
Well, the country artists are all, I don't know about now, because so many of them are really huge.
Yeah.
But for many years, they were the nicest of all musicians.
Yeah.
They really were kind to their audience.
It was a great run. But anyway, so Stevie did the Meatloaf thing. Then he went to the University of Vermont, oddly enough, where, you know, where Fish is based. And
Is that where where Fish is?
Yeah, that's one of the reasons why I wanted to go to Vermont.
Jeez.
What's a funny story you guys remember about working together?
Oh, all right. I remember the first day I worked with you. We were on in Henrietta there, in that building, that old building.
Winton Road.
And I was at my first day in the room. And my situation, remember, I did PXY for part of the morning, and then I'd come in with you at 9 o'clock.
Oh, that's how it worked?
Yeah. So I walked in, and you were talking about something, and you had your briefcase, and you pulled out a weapon. You pulled out your gun. And I don't know why, but the first words I said to you, and I barely knew you, I said, Weez, put that gun away. And you got the biggest laugh out of it for some reason. I had never seen someone with a gun in a studio.
You got to be careful. You don't know who's coming around these days. Got to be protective of yourself.
Yeah.
So you, three years you hung around.
3 years, yes. It was one of the greatest experiences. We went to one Bills game down in Florida. I got to go to a
Oh, you Bills came
game.
To one of these.
Yeah.
Man, what fun we had down
oh my
here.
Oh, gosh. And, you know, and I know you had BJ on. BJ and I had a great moment because I was considering, I was thinking about, and Julie will tell you that I was biting off way more than I could chew. I had three jobs. I was working at Channel 10. I was doing PXY. I was working with you, trying to raise a young child family and be a good husband. And I couldn't do them all. Couldn't do them all. I thought I could. So BJ and I went out one day when we were in Florida. And we went to see the movie Sixth Sense. Remember that one with the I See Dead People? Remember that movie?
What's it called?
Sixth Sense.
Oh, yeah.
Classic
of
movie from that.
That was a
classic
good one.
Movie. Yeah.
Where, and anyway, so BJ and I were talking about my career, where I'm going to go. And it was that day when that real movie, because there's a scene in the movie where the phrase, you know, I can't be everyone to everything, everything to everyone. And it was then when I realized I can't do all this. So I said I was going to quit TV. And BJ was right there. He said, well, then do it. Quit TV. And I did. I called Julie and I said, you know, I've made a decision. I'm going to quit TV and just, you know, be on the radio all the time with Weez. Shortly thereafter, and I don't know if you remember all this, but I got shit canned.
From where?
From you. From
not you.
Yeah, because I was on the show and I went to a former boss, the guy who made it big in L.A., who's now in Florida here.
Yeah, you know
that. And I said
that.
To him.
Right down the road.
Yeah. I said to him, hey, you know, let me ask you a question here. How much of who I am on the air is because I'm a radio guy, and how much of it is because I'm on TV? And he said, oh, no, radio. You're radio all the way. 2 days later, he shit-canned me.
My God. This is, when people see, they might have already seen, I'm not sure, but the BJ interview.
Yeah.
Same, you know what happened to him?
No.
Oh, my God.
I've seen episodes 1, 2, and 3. I haven't seen number 4 yet.
We haven't played it yet.
Oh, okay.
But
that's why I haven't seen
BJ,
it.
BJ was brought back the second time he was on the show with Bull.
Yeah.
And he asked them, he goes, you know, I'm getting ready to have a kid. I have to buy a house. They go, buy a house. You're good.
Yeah.
Bought a house, 2 days later, they fired him.
Yep.
Oh,
I wonder,
my God.
I wonder, like, was there a diagnosis you got that they were like, oh, Weez is going to live now, so BJ,
oh,
sorry,
that
you're
one.
Out. Well, that was why.
Yeah, that was after me.
That was what the story was.
Oh, really?
They brought him in when I had cancer.
BJ, yeah.
They thought I was going to die.
Oh, so they had
they
him warming
BJ,
up in the bullpen.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
And then when I didn't die, they gave him the pipe. Not
what a,
nice.
What a dumbass business.
Huh?
What a dumbass
oh
business.
Oh, my God. And, you know, I hate to say it, but I will. Radio's in bad shape.
It is.
And I'm not saying it because we're doing this. Come on, all my friends but one across America.
Yeah.
Biggest guys in San Francisco, good friends of mine, winning, got fired. BJ, winning.
Yeah, got fired.
Got fired. You
his,
know.
His was a shocker, by the way, BJ.
What about the guy you mentioned? We won't say his name.
Huge guy.
Huge. Fired.
Fired.
Well, let go.
I used to tell Julie all the time, the only thing that never gets fired is the music.
Well,
you know,
you can't do that.
No, you can't.
But the whole thing is, I mean, I saw this coming for 10 years easy.
Yeah.
Because young people don't listen to the radio.
Right.
No way. And as every year goes by, they're not listening. And I will never forget, I tell this story, Tom Prietti.
Oh, yeah, Tom.
When Tom Prietti was a professor of media, I used to go speak to his class every year. The first 4 or 5 years, I would go in and he used to say, how many people listen to Brother Wee's On the Way? Bunch of hands came up.
Of course.
Maybe half the room. And it was the amphitheater.
Yeah.
By the end, how many people listened to the radio? Maybe three. And that was years ago.
Well, I'll ask you, do you listen to the radio?
But Jake's holding up a... Were you on one of the trips with the billboard?
Oh, look at that.
Squish the fish.
You want to hear a funny story?
Sure.
Hope I invented funny. That phrase.
Get the fuck out.
Listen to me.
Will you get it out of here?
Listen to me. This is before I moved here. Because, you know, I'm from Boston.
Yeah.
I was on the radio in Boston. And the Patriots and Dolphins always had a rivalry. And our station was a rock station. And I said one day in the radio, I said, you know, we got to squish the fish.
If I'd known that, I'd put your name on the billboard.
Yeah. And Julie will agree. You know, she doubts it too, but it's true. And,
I believe you.
And it kind of stuck on, and we got T-shirts and everything. And
Squish the fish.
Because Patriots and Dolphins were a big rivalry back then. We could never beat them. Now, I will say, the minute I moved here, I became a
Billboard. Well, you're better. You've been here a long time.
Yeah, 38 years, man.
Well, by the time people see this, I'm sure the Super Bowl will be over, but who did you squeeze for?
Well, I bet on Seattle.
Good bet.
You know what I bet on?
What?
I'm a FanDuel guy. I bet that there would be a pick six in the game.
Just one?
Just a pick six.
It's not bad.
No.
It's a good bet.
15 bucks to pay 85 bucks.
It's a great bet.
That's the only bet I have. I mean, a few squares here and there, but.
But who are you cheering for?
Yeah, I want to see Seattle. I'm not.
So surprised. You must have family and everybody.
You know what it is? And I tell everybody all the time, the reason why I don't like the Patriots is because their fans, my friends in Boston, remind me of Yankees fans. With their sense of entitlement. You know, we've won all these championships. We're better than everybody else.
Yeah.
And I hate that. So that's why I'm not a Patriots fan. I mean, there are players who I like, but the whole Patriots thing is...
Well, I squoze, and we don't know what happened yet because this is before. But I'm cheering for Seattle for BJ, for other people. But the fact of the matter is New England, the Patriots sucked out, and now they played a team with no quarterback to go into the Super Bowl. Against a backup quarterback.
We'll talk about it tomorrow when it's live. This will all be so irrelevant.
Yeah, tomorrow, well, this is taped, so.
He knows his stuff. He knows his stuff.
Well, Steve, I hope you have a great cruise. Boy, it's a fancy man cruise.
We go on a lot of cruises.
How many is this?
This is probably 25.
What?
We went to Alaska. Have you done an Alaskan cruise?
No.
Great.
Everybody raves about it, but I don't get it, but I haven't gone.
I could have cared less about it, but then when you're there, it's breathtaking. But Hubbard Glacier, things like that, you know, it's just, anyway, it's something to think about.
It is, but we're here.
Yeah, you got a great
so
setup down
cheap.
Here.
We could go cheap.
Oh.
Last minute.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I got to fly down here. Julie doesn't like to sit in the back of the plane, so we got to...
I love the back of the plane.
Do you really?
I love it back there.
The worst.
What's going on back there?
I'm going to tell you.
The worst.
Whenever I can get the last seat, that's my favorite.
You? I would have guessed that you want to be front, you know, and I hate to use the phrase first class.
Bro, last seat, I got my own food. You can stand up, you got your own bathroom and food And that's where the back stortuses are. And if you shuck and jive, you can do it. It's phenomenal.
Well, we'll never bump into each other on an airplane, I don't think.
You feel like sitting on the plane for an extra 30 minutes when you get off and have to wait for everybody to get their bags and you just want to get off, it's the worst. I hate it.
You're living in Rochester. You always have to make a connection. And if you're at the front of the plane, you're going to get off first. You're not going to miss your connection.
If you fly direct to Buffalo, you don't have to.
Yeah, I don't want to drive and then fly.
How is your weather?
It's been cold. Well, we moved to Canandaigua. I live in Canandaigua now. I told everybody when I retired I was going to move south, and that's as far as we got. But yeah, it's like tonight. I know by the time this airs it'll be over, but it's going to be wind chills in Canandaigua tonight of 28 below. Wind chill.
Come on.
Kid you not.
28
below. I looked at the weather and said, come on. But it's going to be. And Jake, are you in? Is Jake in Rochester?
Yeah. Yeah. Cold. It's cold. Yeah, it's chilly.
So looky here. When you were on the B with you?
Yeah.
He's a great kid.
Is he?
I think.
You don't remember You don't remember the time he came up and wanted to kick the shit out of you?
No, it wasn't me.
It was during the Opie and Anthony stuff.
It was not me.
But the only way he could get to that whole scene was to get to you. And he went up to the station one day.
Wait. He went, Kimberly and Beck, he went in their studio.
Yes, I was there, broke the door.
But I never heard anything about me.
Well,
say it.
He wanted... The whole Opie and Anthony thing,
yeah,
which was a little insulting and sad.
Well, I don't know what they did.
They showed, you know who they didn't like on that show. I will say that Opie was great on that show. He did say, I did meet one of the guys on that show, that Houseman guy, and he's an okay guy. So I get a slide. I get a pass there.
But they picked on Terry. Is that what they?
Yeah. They killed her. So upset.
I don't blame
him. And he won't deny this. He got off the air at 10 o'clock, went over to HSBC Tower.
Come on.
Because he had heard it happening. He had heard about it, that people were telling us. Gets up there, and he wants to see you. Turns out you were in Best Of. It wasn't even live. But
he wants to see me for Opie?
Yeah.
Opie will be on this soon.
Well, he's a good guy.
He is.
Yeah. There it is. Wow.
It's my Opie tattoo. Yeah.
Great guy.
When he got married.
I had to come back out of retirement because had a moment on air. He had a meltdown on the air. We got pissed off at a caller who got pissed off at him, marched out of the studio and quit on the air. So they had to call me out of retirement. I had to come back for like six months.
Oh, I remember hearing about that.
Yeah.
But he must have gotten squared away.
Well, I hope so.
He's doing wonderful at the other joint.
Yeah.
He is. Ladies and gentlemen, Steve Houseman, the king of WBEE in Rochester, New York. Now, on the way to cruise, who goes on that many cruises?
11 days.
This one?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Me and my bubby, I couldn't do 11. I can't live in that thing for 11.
Really?
A week is long. I got to get back to
that. What do you do on cruises, Weez?
Me or him?
You.
What do you do? Nothing.
Yeah. I'm a professional do nothing. I eat, drink, and plop down. That's all I do for 11 days.
I mean, me and Doreen.
You have the worst ADD in the world. What do you mean?
We go to the gym. We walk. We jog.
Don't you play poker?
No, they took the poker room away. When that was there, it was heaven.
Did they still have the tattoo parlor on Virgin?
Yep.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I go see those guys.
Yeah?
That's very... How'd you know?
I'm a cruiser guy.
But you never been on that?
Not been on Virgin.
They have a tattoo parlor.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, I would say if you're on a cruise...
Get a tattoo?
Yeah. Good memory. Anyway, Steve, I hope you have a great cruise. We're going to bring my bubby in and close up.
So great to see you, man. I tell you, it was a great part of my life. It really was.
Did you ever, I wanted a drink because did you ever see Bill Maher's podcast?
No, Julie's a big fan of his.
Well, his podcast, he smokes dope and
oh,
drinks.
Oh, yes, I have seen it. He's high all the time. That, yes, I have seen it.
That is better than the... It's so free. He has one guest.
Yeah.
And he drinks and smokes marijuana.
Yeah. And you can show. Do that when you're single.
Oh, he's single.
Oh, he's single forever.
That, yeah. That's for sure.
I'm not allowed to do both at the same time with my wife.
Can't?
No. First of all, I can't get high in my building.
You like gummies?
I'm a gummy guy.
I'm going to give you a pack.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, it's worth it right there.
What's the name of the joint, bub?
Cannabis Corner.
Cannabis
Corner.
I've heard of it.
Cannabis Corner, Mikey Maltby's joint.
Yeah. Yeah.
Corner right by Savoia Bakery. Mm-hmm. Clifford. I don't know the other corner.
It's at the corner. That's all that matters.
You, bub?
There's a sign. There's you don't know. There's got
to
be a
but
sign.
But it's right next to Savoia. But I'm going to get, bub, get him a thing of gummies.
Jake.
Let him see it on the thing.
To you, you've done an unbelievable job here. This is something. This is something. I know he drives him crazy, but you've done a great job. And it was great to see you at that wedding I saw you at this summer.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I appreciate that.
And now you've done a great job here. It's a thrill to be here with you, buddy.
Well, I hope you have a good 10 days. God
11.
Damn.
11.
Steve Houseman, kids, we're taking a break.
All right, break.
No break. Just get up and get out.
Bob, give him a thing of gummies, please, so I don't have to get up.
I will after, right? Not right.
Well, maybe they're not going to still be here.
I don't know if we can bring them on the cruise.
Jesus Christ.
We're not going to do this very long today. I can't. Watch your foot, Steve. Your temple up.
Let's just get a little recap on the thing.
Oh, I thought Jake, you were
going
to dinner
go up.
Together.
You were perfect before. I didn't couldn't hear much of you.
Is that better?
Yeah.
No, really.
That's
the dog is looking.
All right.
You can just put them there.
That's the funniest thing. I've
ever I don't need them.
Huh?
Right. I can't.
No.
All right.
Giddy on up, giddy on up. Here we going back, here we going back. And
okay.
Welcome back to the show. I wish you could have heard me because I wanted to. A few things I probably would have said.
What
anyways,
you
still can't hear me, can you?
No, I can, but then you fade. You got to stay like that.
All right, should we talk about the two incidents that happened in the past 48 hours that involved blood and fainting?
Yes.
Well,
start with yours, Jake.
My bubby.
Let's start with Jake's. We're going to do Jake's.
He got cut? Oh, we're talking about Ronan's operation? You know, when you're a grandparents, I was going to say granddaddy, Ronan's 2 years old and he's sweet. Everybody loves their kids anyway, but this kid, and he had to have an operation today on his eye. And so I'm crapping my pants. Wait, Jake.
Jake tell the story of what happened after.
What happened? Oh, something happened?
Yeah, so I don't know if this is like a thing in the family or if I'm the only one, but if I see or think about things that are, I guess, I don't know how to say this. Like,
bloody?
Not even necessarily blood, but I guess blood does count. But I will faint at pain or it's so when I got back to the recovery room and I'll start from the beginning. I was paranoid the whole time. He had to go
I
under.
Don't blame you.
He had to go under local anesthesia, and I was worried about that more than anything.
Sure.
And, you know, they told us, I thought that we were going to be able to be there while they put the mask on him, so up until the point that he's asleep, so I never thought he was going to be alone. And then they picked him up, and they're like, do you think he let us pick him up? And we're like, well, let's see. And then, like, they went the other way, and then they, like, took us into this room. They're like, all right, you guys can wait in this room, which was extremely difficult. And then they brought us out after, or he came in afterwards, and that was a relief. And we walked back, and he was. They say when kids wake up from anesthesia, it's like they're in a different world, and it was. And seeing him in that state, it was.
Right,
it was crazy.
You're used to him waking up from bedtime or nap time as a whole different kind of realm.
And
right?
They did warn us. And I tried not to look into his eyes because I was nervous I might get queasy. And the moment I did, I started to get queasy. And then I saw the hospital bed laying in that room, and I went over to it. And I asked for a little bit of like an alcohol swab. So apparently, I learned this from the last time I fainted, giving blood for with Function Health to do a bio marker exam on myself. Anyways, I fainted there, and they're like, oh, you should have told me you were a fainter, man. I would have put you in the fainter room and gave you a special chair and one of these swabs. And I was
don't they put your head in a different position?
Apparently, yeah. Yeah, I haven't fainted giving blood since then, but I asked, we're back in the recovery room, and I was like, get me an alcohol swab. That might help. And I was still up for that, and then they handed it to me, and then I was out after that. And apparently, like, all the resources that were in the room trying to help Ronan and Bianca came to me, and
that probably went over well. All I knew is we got we're in the family group chat, and I was like, "How's Ronan?" You know, and Bianca goes, "Ronan's doing good, but Jake had to make it all about him and passed out."
Yeah, she's like, "Can I get a freaking popsicle or something like over here?" And I woke up and I had a blood pressure cuff on. I had a thing on my finger. I remember coming out of it and being like, "I'm back." And like,
I think it was a mixture of maybe seeing the stitches, yeah. But also your nerves. You were so nervous and uptight that also.
Can I point out that Jake did not pass out watching the home birth of his son that had pain and other things, and
not even close. It's so crazy. Like, you know, I wasn't really looking.
Yeah, and you cut my umbilical cord. So
wait,
it was just like,
wait a minute.
But Uncle Tom passed out.
Uncle Tom, Nutman, passed out.
Jake 1 is not blood related to him.
I was just telling I was recapping all the times that happened to me. I counted, and there's 8 times. One of the almost recent times was when I was getting an eye exam at Warby Parker, and I had to do a retina exam, and I had to stick my eye in this thing, and he found this like this tear in my retina, and he's showing me this like big screen and like pointing at this tear, and like I was like, oh, I gotta sit down, like I'm starting to get. And like I held it together, and luckily, like I was like, I can't faint in Warby Parker. And he's like, yeah, take a seat. But when I was a kid, I dove into a branch playing backyard football, and it tore my cornea. And he was asking, he scared me. He's like, he made it seem like he's like, if it's sealed up, it's fine. You have no, you know, but if it's a recent thing, he's like, you could lose your vision. So, but yeah, the birth things, it's a good question. And I think it's like, remember Doreen, when you came over after one of your things.
Yeah. I had breast cancer surgery and Bianca was taking care of me, but she had to go somewhere or do something. So she left Jake in charge, and you have these tubes that come out of you that drain like
blood
and stuff. And he was supposed to help me with them. He looked at him and he ran out of the house. Remember? You ran into the backyard.
Jake, you got balls admitting this stuff. Damn. It's crazy.
It's not embarrassing. He can't control it.
It's not embarrassing.
I don't think
Lucy,
it's
to faint at Warby Parker.
That one is.
That one would be embarrassing. And the funny thing is it consistently with every single faint job, I was in a place where there was a trained medical staff to like be there. It happened at Coniglio's office. It happened in the emergency room when my belly button was infected when I was in seventh grade.
That was bad.
It happened at the dermatologist this year when What's they were
he talking about. He's not talking about passing out. At the dermatologist, you have a pimple that scared you? What's going on? Oh, he's going to bust a pimple. He's going to squeeze a blackhead. What's the name of that TV show?
I was going to say, you probably can't watch Diane's favorite TV show.
Dr. Pimple Popper.
Diane loves that show.
Diane does?
Loves Dr. Pimple
Popper. I talk to her 10 times a day, and she's always watching TV, and never watching Dr. Pimple Popper.
See this thing right here?
Yeah, that's what's that? Jake. That's Jake's cyst.
That's a cyst.
That's bad.
I have lipoma, so.
Yeah, it's what is it? I hadn't eaten that much that day, and I think I had low blood sugar, and like she was rubbing it, and I was like, should I get it removed? And she's like, you don't have to, but like if you did, and then she was just talking about like it, and then I was like, oh boy, I just fell back.
Oh my God!
All right.
So embarrassing.
I know it's not radio, but we're gonna move over to Booby. No. Who today for second day in a row? Is it second day in a row?
Twice today.
And yesterday,
no,
too.
No, today. Two times today.
What, the foot was today?
The foot and the other finger was today.
So we're giving Stevie, it's a French bulldog, we're going to have to give her away.
No, we're not giving
Don't
her
say
that. Was
that.
Your idea, not mine.
Okay.
Mom, are you serious?
It was not my idea when I was very angry that she bit me twice today.
I've been bit by my cat and never has it ever crossed my mind to give her
when
away.
When she was on the phone with me just before this, she was like, I didn't even want a dog and now it's causing me all this stress and now and this and that. And I'm thinking to myself, Doreen, this dog controls your life every single day. I don't know what you're talking about all of a sudden because it bit you this one thing. Like, but...
Did she bite you with anger or on accident?
She wanted her coconut back, and so she was going. She was going to grab the coconut, and my thumb was in the way. So I know she didn't want to hurt me, but she got me good. I mean, I have a big.
Well, you got it when you pick up the coconut. You got to kick it away and hold her leash, hold her collar. She will grab.
I know. I had her.
And then. We're getting ready to accept the Houseman family in the crib. I get a phone call. You gotta come down. You gotta come down. Stevie bit me. I'm bleeding all over the joint. Hoy.
I go down,
but this is what kills me. Then she goes in the water while I'm down there.
Right.
I gotta go in the friggin' water to get. I kept waiting for the water to push the coconut out.
Oh, did it?
No.
How did you get? Oh, you had to go in to get it?
I had to go in and hold her neck because I knew she'd bite me. But that's the Saurus.
Speaking of coconuts and Stevie's, by the time this airs, the Olympics will probably be about a week in. And they start tomorrow for us. And
wait, what? Never mind.
There's no connection whatsoever.
Okay, I was going to say there's coconuts in the Olympics have nothing to do with
each
other.
I was like, it's the Winter Olympics on
Why'd you bring it up, bro?
I think it's a great topic to discuss quickly.
The Olympics, well, Lindsey Vonn is the exciting thing. She hurt bad and she still thinks... She's like 41 or two.
Yeah, I'm impressed after she got hurt that she's like adamant. She's like, I'm going to be there.
You don't care about the hockey, man?
I care about the hockey almost more, the most of anything.
You know, a Webster girl is on the USA women's. Oh,
is there a Webster girl on the women's team?
Haley Wynn, yeah.
I don't know.
Sweet, let's go, Haley.
I don't know if I can watch women's hockey. Are you
Dad, you shut your mouth.
You're nasty.
What?
You're terrible.
Jake?
That's terrible.
Listen, I will watch in the Olympics. I love every single, whatever's on, I can get into women's, men's, perio, whatever. We'll like watch women's hockey by choice if it's a regular, like if they're women's league game, Maybe if it's on, I might look at it. But no, I will not follow women's hockey. Well, I'll watch it all day. Hell yeah.
Okay, Olympics. Well, today in the New York Post, they had the whole schedule. I know what you're not watching, and it's on a lot.
The bobsled?
Curling.
Are you kidding me? Me and Bianca love curling.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Is this real?
Let's go.
Shuffleboard.
It's really fun at Jake's house.
Shuffleboard with ice.
No, but Dad and I do have to say, we just saw, and I think it's a new one, about the Miracle on Ice, the Olympic.
It is a new
one. Netflix, I think it was. It was phenomenal. You have to watch it. It's really good.
Yeah, you haven't seen it, Jake.
They have all the older players back sitting around talking, and they kind of go through each player and back their backstory, and it was really fun to see how so many of them thought they were going to get cut. One guy actually did get cut. That guy was, he was on the show, and he had gotten
no,
cut.
He didn't get cut.
Yeah.
One guy they showed was on the bench but never dressed.
Okay.
That guy. If he got cut, you're not even there.
Yeah, I thought.
That guy, no, he didn't. He never got on the ice.
Okay.
But he was happy.
Yeah.
He was happy. It was definitely a great show if you like hockey.
It was very well done.
Is it anything like
the Olympics?
Is it anything? Is it anything like that gay hockey show on
Heated Rivalry? Definitely not as good as Heated Rivalry. I'll tell you that.
Dad can't even watch. I tried watching Heated Rivalry. He can't even watch even a second of it.
Supposedly, according to my own daughter, Lucille Ball, it's like the hottest show. I can't watch gay men. I'm not homophobic. I love all my gay people.
You can't say I can't watch gay men.
Yes,
I can. Why don't you say like?
What he means is it makes him feel
sex.
No.
What? Why don't you just say I don't like shows with sex scenes? Period.
No,
I don't.
Because he said he doesn't. He doesn't like it if it's a.
It's fine.
Man and woman
That's
either.
Fine. You can say you don't like anything, but what you mean is watching gay stuff makes you feel uncomfortable, and that's why you don't like it. And that's what it is.
Well, and for him to say he doesn't like sex stuff. I had to live through a lot of time of him watching Chatterbait all the time on his phone.
So. Oh, that's...
Okay.
You watched well, with sex. Me, Bubby.
Okay. Can we remember who you're talking with right now?
What
but
the hell
I gotta
is Chatterbait?
Tell you, so, Doreen, because whatever Lucy watches, she wants to watch so they can talk. So she starts watching the gay hockey. I'm reading my book. Oh, my. Every time I looked up.
Every time he looked up.
I looked up the first time there was a knobber going on. There was a blowjob. I go, Jesus Christ. I can't. What? I got to look at this.
There was a little bit of hockey, though.
There is hockey.
Next time I looked up.
Mom, you didn't finish the show. There's hockey.
Lucy, do you enjoy watching gay men on TV?
I do now.
She you didn't. Think
it
she
didn't
was
bother
gone.
Me in any way.
And the guy's so hot.
You don't want to share what you said last time.
That it turned me off.
Yeah.
She said.
Okay, because I didn't think I was gonna like it, but I did.
But those guys, they have great bodies too.
They're hot. They're hot, yeah. And they're in love. Yeah. It's not just sex. It's a
love.
Relationship.
Yeah.
How come there's nothing on this screen? I see you guys. I see that tells how long we've been doing this.
Because we're on Zoom, not Riverside.
Oh, we're not on Riverside.
Lucy, you have it. What is it?
It's 54 minutes, but that was like before we started. I started that, remember?
That's too goddamn long. And we got a whole bunch coming up. We got the BJ... Well, no, we don't. They already saw BJ. Is that right, Jake?
It's
posted.
Yeah, BJ was before this. So, and then, yeah. So you got Slayton, hopefully Opie.
Well, the Slayton story.
Just a little.
I can't tell you the story.
He's in the news right now.
The Slayton story is unfucking believable.
He may or may not be on the Epstein files.
Well, he's on the. That was a big story in the news. He's in the Epstein
files. But according to Dad, he was just ordering a pizza. That's all. See, it was ordering a pizza. Dad
exactly
and I had a big fight right
what
the show.
Happened. Slayton never did anything. He knew the guy.
He was just saying,
there she goes.
I don't want the pizza.
He will kill you.
Are you sure you don't want the pizza? I don't want the pizza.
Right.
At least he turned down the pizza.
I saw that he said, I'd much rather be in New York City with you guys instead of Rochester in the depths of comedy hell.
Okay, I'm glad you brought it up. Did you read the article?
I read the article.
Oh, how come you didn't mention how much he loves being on the Brother Wee show? It's in the article.
Yeah, the article, like, it's funny because, like, the headline says one thing, but he's just being a comic. That's what comics do. They talk shit about anything they can. Rochester's easy to pick on. He loves Rochester, really, obviously. He talks
he loves,
about...
The
he loves
article
Rochester.
Tells how much he loves
talks
Rochester.
Talks about Mama Sons.
Mentions Mama Sons, the show.
Oh, I haven't had Mama Sons.
But in the meantime, what he did was he wrote back to Epstein and said... Because they were going to lunch or dinner with Woody Allen. Epstein, Woody Allen, and Bobby could have been there. So he just did what anybody would do. I'd rather be with you guys than be in this shit hole. He just said it to them.
Exactly.
And then here it is. Bobby's clean.
And he really didn't say... Rochester was hell. He said comedy hell. Like, you know, that's, you know, he could have been referring in general to no matter where.
Which isn't even an accurate statement, to be honest. Right. It is comedy hell.
Yeah.
No,
I mean,
comedy at the Carlson is one of the best clubs in America.
Right.
Fact.
No, I was saying he might have been, I said it could have been, he could have been anywhere and referred to being in comedy hell. He didn't say Rochester was hell. He said comedy hell.
But I was saying that it is comedy hell compared to L.A. or New York City or, like, you know, we got one club. It's an amazing club. Comedy of the Carlson is an iconic place. Don't get me wrong, but it's not a place where comics go to become big names, you know. It's
no,
a place
but
they
let me also say Mark Ippolito, Comedy at the Carlson, for Rochester, New York club, he gets the biggest comics in there of any small city club. Gets them because they like it.
Anyway, we should just talk about what you should do if you have a house and, you know, what's
important. Before you get to Clark Peshkin, I want to say one more thing about Bobby. We'll have him on the show soon. But he can't, I don't know if we should have him on until he's allowed to talk. Right now he's not.
Yeah, because he's, you know.
And, what, you know, how can we have him on and not address the big bear in the room?
The pizza.
How can we have him on if he was in the files?
Everyone's in the files. I don't even know, like,
you're
like,
not
everybody.
Kidding.
Like,
there's so many names.
The files are anybody that ever had a communication with Epstein. Any communication.
Okay. It doesn't matter what it is. Like, if you called him and told him that his anything happened, you're in the fucking files.
Okay, can I just add one more thing about the dog?
Yeah.
When our Rottweiler bit me, when I was little, we didn't give her away. We didn't even think about it.
I'm not giving her away. I'm just not giving her a coconut for a couple of days. She's getting
that will
oh,
be,
she's going to
be
restricted
guts?
From the
you
coconut.
You got the guts?
Oh, I do, yeah. I'll take her for long walks. But
I want my sixth Rottweiler now. I've told it to her.
I'm going to get one when I get a house.
Best
so in
dog
a long time.
In the world. Best.
I know. I didn't want to get rid of her when she bit me.
No. Yeah. Speaking of houses.
Listen. Clark Peshkin, you've heard us talk about him for years. Family law firm. They do all the regular family stuff.
Divorce law, family law. But honestly, one of the best things that you can do right now is to sign up for one of their free seminars. They explain everything to you about why estate planning is important to have.
You need an estate plan if you got a house, If you think a will does it, a will does not.
We learned when we went, there's something called a pour over will that I never knew existed, but it totally made sense when they explained it to me why you want that as part of your estate plan. But they know how to look at each individual case and find out what is the best thing for you to have to protect you, protect your family, and protect what you work so hard for.
But bottom line, there's two free seminars each Wednesday. Free, no obligation whatsoever. And you can click the, what do you call those things?
QR code on the screen, or you can go to our WeesFamilyCircus.com website and sign up there.
All you got to do is sign up. How can you not go get educated? Just said, good
for
you.
It's free.
Very important. That's it. That's it. It's nice to be important.
But it's more important to be nice.
Yeah, bitches.